the purpose of all breastfeeding legislation, and you have over half the states have enacted some form of legislation in the last 10 years, is to try to increase the incidence and duration of breastfeeding, recognizing that society's outdated attitudes can socially ostracize a mother and result in her either weaning prematurely or choosing not to breastfeed to begin with. The real good laws that we have out there, New York is the best. They've made it perfectly clear that it's a violation of a mother's civil rights to tell her that she cannot breastfeed any place, public or private, irrespective of even if there's exposure of the breast. I'm aware of the fact that Indiana has submitted a bill that would provide that breastfeeding of a child is a defense to a woman that is charged with public indecency. And I wanted to say that I'm really sorry. I understand that they have good intentions in trying to enact breastfeeding legislation, but I truly believe that they might be kind of taking the wrong approach, because women are not being arrested for public indecency. No one is being arrested anywhere in the United States for breastfeeding in public, and that's not what the purpose of breastfeeding legislation is supposed to be about.
So as Indiana's first piece of breastfeeding legislation that actually has quite a good chance of passing into law, you think this effort falls flat?
This bill is saying that breastfeeding is a defense to the crime, almost implying that it would be a crime to breastfeed in public. No state has ever done that. The weakest laws that we have in the United States really come down to just exempting breastfeeding from the criminal statute, saying it's not a criminal offense to breastfeed in public. And even those statutes have been interpreted by private businesses as saying, well, it doesn't prevent us from throwing a mother out of our business. And we went through this with one of the major theater chains in Alaska that said, well, it says that a municipality can't enact a law against breastfeeding, and it says that it's not a crime, which means that we could turn around and enact some sort of a policy that stops mothers from breastfeeding in our theaters. Now, of course, they retracted that once they were educated on the whole issue and took the position that, of course, you can breastfeed in the theaters, as most establishments will. But this type of legislation, where you're just looking at the criminal statutes, is really pretty ineffective. So I have to say that I'm disappointed to see that Indiana has taken such a really restrictive approach. And to be honest with you, I don't think it would really matter in terms of helping the breastfeeding community whether this bill passed or not.
I know that Illinois has several laws on the books already dealing with breastfeeding. How does Illinois stack up compared to the other states?
We have six states now that require employers to accommodate breastfeeding mothers when they go back to work. Illinois, Minnesota, and Tennessee all have substantially the same law. California's is also very similar to that. And then we have Hawaii. Hawaii has taken a slightly different approach where they're not mandating that those other states require employers to provide mothers sufficient time to express milk on breaks and also require them to provide them with a place to express milk. Hawaii took a different approach and basically just says it's discrimination to treat a breastfeeding mother differently in any regard. Connecticut has a very good law in that they tried to combine the two together. Although they don't require employers to give mothers break time, they make it very clear that it's discrimination to tell her that she can't express milk on her breaks. Ideally, the best legislation would be a combination of the Illinois, Minnesota, Tennessee model and Hawaii's approach, which Connecticut almost did, but not quite.
The trend then in what you would consider good breastfeeding legislation mostly deals with breastfeeding on the job, in the workplace, that sort of thing?
That's the trend in the United States. We also have another trend, and that is to exempt breastfeeding or to consider breastfeeding in determining divorce cases. When you're looking at custody and visitation, to consider breastfeeding of a child when you're fashioning parenting time. Maine just recently enacted a law within the past couple of years along that, and Michigan and Utah have laws already that require the courts to consider a nursing child. So that's another trend. Another is jury duty. Several states have exempted moms from jury duty. Some states don't need to because they already exempt parents that are at home with their children. So we have breastfeeding legislation enacted in over half the states already. And again, the guts behind all of this legislation is to try to increase the rates of breastfeeding, recognizing that this is such an important health choice, not just for the baby, but even for the mother.